Yes.
Okay, good morning. We
good
are
morning.
Tough Kuf Tzadik Gimel. Brachos Shir Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Akva Zuazu. Meaning, what you mean, Malchus Zichronos and Shofros, you can't just pick, you know, Shim Eni Yodea Kulam Lo Yoimar Mashi Yodea Mehem Lo Yoimar Klum. First of all, what's Yom Kippurim over here? We don't say Malchus Zichronos and Yom Kippur. So it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch throws in something Lo Sedlavo, that talking about Yom Kippur of Yovel, and Yom Kippur of Yovel, the din was to do like Seder Rosh Hashanah, Lotkias, and to say Malchus Zichronos and Shofros. So what is interesting is why the Mechaber decided to put this in over here. It could be it's a remez that, like, you know, a remez to the whole set of halachos that you should know that by Yovel you have to say it, but whatever. Anyway, the ma'akev, and if you don't know, if you don't have a machzer, or you have a machzer, but the pages are ripped out for like only one of them, you know, whatever, you have one left, even two of them, you're missing shayfers, lo yomar klum. Don't say any of them. Bathe, because they're not the way that the Mishavur brings in from the Achrenim is that it's part of Shmon Esrei, just like any bracha in Shmon Esrei. If you went ahead and you said Shesh Esrei, you know, that wouldn't work. You have to go back and start over again. It's all one. So those two, this is all one. Like, it's a part of Shmon Esrei, and so therefore, if you're missing one, it's Ma'akiv. Bathe Echein Tekiyos Ma'akiv Zuvazu. Tekiyos are Ma'akiv. So what does that mean? It means I know how to do tekiya and shvarim. Okay, I don't want to just do the tekiya, but shvarim, I don't do a shvarim trua. I can't get a tekiya out. It's makiv. However, if you're able to get out a tashrat, but not a tashat, not a tarat, whatever, one of them, you're able to get out one of them and nothing else. Also, because we said, you know, we said before that a person can hear, the starim over the course of the day. And also, if you As long as you heard one of them, your mitzvah deraisa. Even though it's a suffix, what does it mean? The trua, the chupanim, the yotze, the deraisa by mekayim one, by saying one. So if they're not ma'akev, hagah aval habrachos ein ma'akev tkiyas, brachos not ma'akev tkiyas. V'chein tkiyas ein ma'akev habrachos. So ezrim sheyadei yase, he doesn't know them. So therefore, you do what you can.
You wouldn't do the
brachos
without any
tekiyas. Yeah, so that's it means malchus shachanos and shofros. It doesn't mean shemar kol shofar. It means
that they were
machzor. No, ma'akiv zeh. But you have machzor, but you don't have a shofar. So you're allowed to go ahead and daven. Brachos eim akvin atzikir, eim akvin abrachos eizim shere yase. Chen sidra einu ma'akev doesn't mean the tefillah. Just means when you go ahead it means that you do tekiyas first and the tekiyas after. You don't have to do tekiyas before musaf. If you daven before you heard tekiyas, you are yotze. So I mentioned before, someone who, you know, after shul is listening to tekiyas, they should wait. Either one, they should wait until they should hear tekiyas and then daven musaf. L'chachila. Tavkav tzadi dalet. Yachid shlo yispalo, right? Eich ramotziyo. Yachid shlo taka. Chaveil yachal itkarlo lehotziyo yidei chavaso. His friend is able to blow a shofar for him to remotzi him. Avo yachid shlo yispalo teisha brachos. Yachid who didn't daven to Teshavach, he didn't know how to do the Rabbi Yechavach's Echos and Shoifers. His friend cannot be motzi him in Shemon Esrei, just like the regular in Shemon Esrei. You need a Shlich Tzibur to do that. But in some case, I can't just be motzi you in Shemon Esrei. Agav Yishcholkim, I mean, Im lo yachal yispah, Yechavar yachal otziya b'tfilosai. The Ramah says, however, there are those that say that that he can be motzi. So, b'di'evet, it could be, you know, there is such a thing. However, the chachil, you shouldn't do that. The din of motzi chavero is mitam arvus, and a person. if someone didn't do tkiyas, the person can go ahead and blow for him, even make the brachas for him, because he called you to our raisins. Is that
tough? Study. He means if the person davened already, or if the person didn't daven yet.
I think it's either way. I think it's either way. Tafu tzadi. Hey, misha eno baki. Tchias of a tefillah. Misha eno baki. Tchias lo beseder tchias. Mustaf lefan of shtei yaros. And he's walking, or he is traveling. Ba'achas b'kiyim b'tchias lo betchias mustaf. Ba'achas b'kiyim b'tchias mustaf lo betchias. Let's say he's traveling erev Rosh Hashanah, and he's going to end up. He has one or two options. Either he can go to a place where he can hear. You know, he knows. Okay, let's say they're not bikim, and they try to blow, but you know they don't know the halachas there, and you've been there before, and you know that they mess up all the time, and they don't like, they're not really, you know, it's not mesudar at all. It's not so not no to the tkiyas. Halach lamakom she bikim b'tkiyas. There's another place where they don't know how to daven musaf, so therefore you should go to a place to hear the tkiyas. Afilu shel musaf vaday. Because tkiyas safek, because safek deraisa lechabra, the mitzvah here in tkiyas is deraisa, so therefore, even if it's a safek, you know for sure there's other place that says that the pasha doesn't have a shofar, right? If it could be, you'd say, oh, I'll be, so then, okay, nothing to do, but if it's a tkiyas safek, you know that they don't do such a good job, but maybe you'll at least get one thing out, so you should go there. Agamiyo im yachal elech amachm shemispalim, ni shows b'yel nishishba acharach tkiyas. Let's say you can go daven someplace, and later on you can hear tkiyas. Then you kind of stay a mitzvah. Even if you know that, let's say you make a minion, you don't have a shofar, but you know that the shofar is gonna. Guys, someone's gonna show up with the shofar at 2 o'clock. Do you have to wait till 2 to daven, or no? You daven, and you're allowed to daven. And when he shows up, then you could do tkiyas. or he knows there's a shul across town. He can walk 2-3 hours to get to hear tkiyas. Is also fine. Ma'achar tefila mirin tshuva gedayla. That's the tafkuf tarivav. Ma'achar hatfila. Mirim tshuva gedola below tkiya. After tfila, you do what we call tkiya gedola. Tshuva gedola means a long sound. I know people just do a lot of tkiya gedola. The tshuva gedola is, you know, here in Eretz Yisrael they do minig. I don't think they do a whole set often. With the tkiya gedola at the end. No, they just do a tkiya gedola. I'm thinking something else. They just do a tkiya gedola. Svardim do 101 sounds. So the question is, what does it mean la'achar tefila? Hayagol yesh mekama shenogin lachzor litkor shloshim koyles. Because by minig Ashkenaz is not to do. Not to do tkiyas during lachash, so therefore you have a lot more to catch up. So no, you lachash the tkiyas shoshim tkiyas. Achashiyatsu is a shuv enit ko od bechina. And after you hit the 100, do not stam blow the shofar. Because whether it is, say that it could be it's tzada, it's muksa, because of klishir, or there's a few different reasons brought, possible reasons brought down. And some say, you know, that you should just do extra kiyos because it can, you shouldn't do more than meir koilos, I feel like you have a chiduch, mutalomer lo shiitka, mutalo itkor kol yom. He can go ahead and, you know, take his father's shofar and run around blowing whatever he wants. but tiltul is definitely mutter. But you shouldn't be blowing. However, a kid, you can go ahead and you can even try to teach him on Rosh Hashanah. So like I said, that the last kiya gedola, say it's the arvei versus satan. Over here, because he thinks it's kiya gedola, it's tkiyas mashiach. So again, arvei satan, whatever the pshat is, you know, he doesn't chop year to year. Suddenly he thinks, oh, that's it. I don't know. This is it. Oh, it's arvei versus satan. I don't know. But I guess you could say, you know, sometimes you see someone so focused on doing ra that maybe that he can't see beyond that. He can only see the present. He can't see like what happened last year. You know, he's just worried about, you know, getting caught or getting like. Right, that's a different time. Right, that's a different time. Is that as you're walking out, you have a lasting sound in your head. I'm saying that the Rashi says the Arbi is a sultan. It's a different reason. Not that you're gonna go ahead and. One pshat, Rashi is arbi versus satan. Some achronim explain that the pshat is that you're going out to eat afterwards. But Rashi just says lashon arbi versus satan. So I was just explaining that, you know, I've heard that the pshat is that he thinks it's shofar shel Mashiach.
According to the Zera Shimshon, the reason why the satan is null and void. Based or get confused on Rosh Hashanah is because of he's afraid of that shofar gadol.
Right.
He's afraid that that's going to be his final act.
Right. Right. So maybe this year he'll do it. You know, whatever. Right. Right. Beis yesh mekama shekabala biyadam shekol mi sheragel yisanas Rosh Hashanah v'mashana v'gilasav einu v'sana einu mashlim. I skipped Aleph. Oh, right. On Rosh Hashanah, there's a mitzvah to eat and drink and mismechim. And it's ani Rosh Hashanah b'shavah shuva, because you might think, well, okay, shuva means fasting, and Rosh Hashanah is the only day. Like, who can eat on Rosh Hashanah? It says the makor is the pasuk in Ezra. He said, okay, everyone go home and go eat and whatever, because Rosh Hashanah is a day, Rosh Hashanah is, we're betuach, that we're going to be zeichah b'din, and only, not only more that we know, and ichlu shmashmanim, shesumam takim, because it's a Yom Tov as well. So therefore, it's definitely also to fast. And Oichlin v'Shoisim v'Smeichim, they say that it's hard to bring down the Marshal was b'mayit a little bit, and, you know, to show like not like to have the best, his most favorite food. But upon him, you should eat and be sameach. On them low, Oichlin kol savon l'mana kel roshon tiyel yiras Hashem al pneim. Don't stuff yourselves, because if you get stuffed, then you lose. You lose your shemayim, you lose whatever we eat normally. It's mashma from here, I guess, in regular Yom Tov, because you should stuff yourself. Whatever, eat as much as you want. Let's say someone does fast on Rosh Hashanah, then if Yitaka does, he shouldn't do it. But if he does, then if he doesn't do it 1 year, then he's going to be a kitrug on him. So therefore, it's better not even to start with that. And someone who's not, is not afraid, he's not a schuyo, so whatever, he doesn't have to misana his whole year, his whole life. He just needs a hatara like any other nether. Someone who fasted once on Rosh Hashanah, tanis chalom. If what's the case of whether like the last sif he's fasting is that here he should fast. So if he went ahead and fasted tanis chalom, some say you'd have to fast 2 days because he went ahead and fasted. He was over on Rosh Hashanah, he was over on the din of eating, so therefore you should fast every year as a kapara. Because the first day is Yom HaRichta, so you include 2 days, but if it was just the second day, then just the second day. You don't have to make a tainis to make an extra tainis for his tainis. Some say there is a mitzvah to fast on Rosh Hashanah, even though we don't pass like that, but it is a machlokes. We don't say anenu, we don't even on Yom Kippur when we fast, don't say anenu. If people are fasting for whatever reason, then they also shouldn't say anenu on Rosh Hashanah.
which is
Chal on Shabbos. Oh, in Tikascha v'Mincha. You say Tikascha because it's Yom Adin, and therefore you wanna add in Meigba Hashem. You know, Tzvach of the Mishpat. You wanna add in the extra. The Psukim there are very Matim for. They're very Nogea to Rosh Hashanah, so you should add that in. Gavi Yeshamim Shlola Amra V'Chena Nogin Ashkenazim. Don't say it. Because it's a chag, and we don't say tikascha. Tachkuf tarites le Rosh Hashanah shechalios v'motzei Shabbos oyin todienu. If the Rosh Hashanah falls on motzei Shabbos, we do say todienu. Even though yes, it says chagigas haregel, you don't change the. I mean, not changing the gears, not changing the nusach. Of a todienu, it's okay because Rosh Hashanah is also a regular. Tough reish. About Beit Shanol de Rosh Hashanah. Now the din by Beit Shanol de Yom Tov, again, it's 2 day Yom Tov. Nol de Bazeh Mutar Bazeh. That if it's nol on the first day, it's mutar on the second day because it's the suffix, the suffix which is the Iker day. However, Beit Shanol de Yom Tov Arisha V'chem Asher Nitzal Bo V'chem Asher Nitzalash Bo also V'shein anything which was is also because of the moksa, is the shenol beyantav, or nitzod, or any of that. Also b'sheni, we say it's yom arichta. therefore, we're not making a hachana for 1 day from. It doesn't. You don't have the heter of hachana to yom chol. So the Mechaber, just skip for a second, come back in a second. That a person should take a prechal, a new pre, say Shechianu, where the Ramah adds in Yubash Beged. chadash, or you should wear, you can wear new clothing, o meniach pi chadash, because that, because it's a suffix, because it's Yom HaRichta, do you say Shechianu or not? So to be mostly from the suffix, so you either put new clothing on, which are chayav in, you know, those mean new socks, it means a new suit, or a new dress, if one of your kids has a new dress, your daughter's a new dress, or your wife has a new dress, something like that, then they could say Shechianu, or you have a new pri. But it's not, it's only a chash, but it's not, but you know, not nice, it's a good chumer to do, but it's not maker din. If you don't have, you say shechianu. What consists of a new fruit? it's a new seasonal fruit. And here it's as well, it's hard to, it's always complicated, I'm sure, to find a new fruit because it's the end of the summer season. It's the beginning of the fall season, and so all the summer fruit are finishing up, and sometimes you'll catch, you know, some oranges maybe will come out, maybe won't. If you'll use quinces, chavushim here, because that's a seasonal thing. Others, you know, others use, you know, sometimes I've done, I've waited with the, I don't know if I'm waiting with the Rimon, but sometimes the Rimon you can make a Shechianu, but you shouldn't wait till the second night because of Sivanim, but I don't know. Akupanim. I don't know if getting a weird fruit.
An exotic fruit.
Again, I don't, if it's a seasonal thing, maybe you don't, because the only, it's Shechianu by fruit is a little bit complex. It's different machlokas. Same as something which is around the whole year, you know, and you just decide to buy it. It doesn't mean that makes it. Let's say it's a dragon fruit. You decide, okay, I'm going to buy it. It doesn't make it Shechianu. If you import it in, I don't know. You know, it's a little bit unclear if that you have to make a Shechianu on that or not. Better to get a new clothing or find something which gives you simcha because it's seasonal. Again, Shechianu, you say Shechianu anyway. So even if you had a fruit which is a suffix Shechianu, so Shechianu either goes on the fruit or it goes on Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't make a difference to say Shechianu. If Yom Rishon is on Shabbos and you say Shechianu blowing the shofar on Yom Sheni, even though it's Yom Sheni, but still, we still say Shechianu. And some say that even if on the second day, even if Yom Rishon is b'chol, you still say it on the second day. Is that when you blow the shofar for the next day? You do say Shechianu. You don't say Yom Arichta for these dinim. It's only for the hachana and a few different things. But just like you say Shechianu by the second day, by lighting, you should say by the shofar also. Because it's even though you say Shechianu, even though it's a Darabanan, you would say Shechianu.
Should the women have the fruit on the table when they light candles?
I don't know if they. So that's the thing. They say Shechianu. By Rosh Hashanah, they don't say Shechianu. By the would you say by Kiddush?
Why by shofar? Yeah, it's on the mitzvah.
Yeah, if you didn't say so, it's just that's the minute. That was the minute. The minute is that there's kind of for tias on Yom Sheni, so therefore you make Shechianu on it.
The minute is widespread. The women don't say Shechianu when they light candles.
I'm not sure. I didn't check. I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember. You have to look in your sitter. it doesn't discuss it here specifically. Some do, some don't. They look at, you know, follow whatever. I'll bring it. I'll look it up. I can mention it tomorrow. Yeah. Do we have time? All right. No, we'll stop. We'll stop
it. Right. That's the pre-shem.